True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Truly can be very wealthy. We can be so much wealthier than any country. It's not even believable, but we're getting smart. Nearly a century later, in the face of unrelenting economic warfare, the United States can no longer continue with a policy of unilateral economic surrender. We cannot pay the deficits of Canada, Mexico, and so many other countries. We used to do it. We can't do it anymore. We take care of countries all over the world. We pay for their military. We pay for everything they have to pay. And then when you want to cut back a little bit, they get upset that you're not taking care of them any longer. But we have to take care of our people, and we're going to take care of our people first. And I'm sorry to say that.
I'm going to say this, even though it's completely obvious at this point, but we are in the midst of a complete global realignment. Welcome to Wiggins America. I couldn't be more excited about the time that we are living in. Think about this. You are alive right now. They are going to write books about this period in time. Yes, the first Trump presidency. Yes, the Biden presidency. But especially this one, because this is where the whole movie climaxes, is during this 4 years. And some of it will be deliberate. Some of it will be this stuff, the economic stuff, the realignment that's happening in the entire world. Other things that are going to happen within the next few years are going to be that we find out who the criminals are. This stuff's going to happen. But right now we're talking about the world order. It is changing rapidly. Trump is asking the questions right now that we have been afraid to ask for a long time. But I'm going to ask you one right now. What is it about, let's pick a Western European nation. Let's pick UK. Make it easy. Great Britain, UK. What is it about the UK that makes them our ally? Because the first thing that you're going to say is history. The first thing that's going to come to my mind is history. We've been allies with them for a long time. That's important. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, what else other than our shared history makes us allies right now. It's kind of a what have you done for me lately proposition. I understand that. Maybe that's not the best way to put it, but what is it about the UK or France, for that instance, that makes them our allies? I really don't know the answer to that question anymore. And maybe you do. Maybe you've got a great answer. Reach out to me at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. But to me, it's just history at this point that we had fought with these people in the world wars, and we had shared values generally, being kind of Judeo-Christian based nations as values. Those things, though, now have shifted. Canada, too. That these nations don't really share a lot with us anymore. And here's where it gets weird. Great Britain, France, Canada, they share a lot with the Democrat version of America. But they share nothing with the Republican version of America, which is the traditional sort of conservative, constitutional, the way that the United States has been for a long time, version of America. And that's the freedom version. That's the capitalist version. That's the one that believes in real democracy, not jailing your political opponents. Now, if your political opponents are doing things that are treasonous, that's one thing. But when you are Marine Le Pen and they throw her in jail and make her ineligible to run for office. By the way, she was leading in the polls against Macron. And then they go, you were embezzling. So we're going to make you a criminal and make you ineligible to run for office. Or in the UK, where they are stifling free speech in the name of promoting minorities, specifically Islam in the UK, oddly. In Canada, shutting down people's bank accounts who question the COVID narrative. Where else did we see that happen? Well, it was just on the verge here in the United States. We started to see it happen. But that's the Democrat version of America. That's very tyranny-focused. That's top-down. That's I'm in charge, you are the subject. The bottom-up version that is actual democracy, I'm not really sure who our ally in that is anymore. In fact, it's probably because we're not leading well on that subject that we don't have allies on that anymore. So I love the fact that we are in a place in history right now where we are asking these big questions and, in fact, saying, no, we don't actually have these values in common with you. We're sending the vice president over to talk to you about it, and then you can get mad at him if you want, but we're going to tariff the you-know-what out of you in the meantime and try to get something changed. Now, I'll take a step back from that position real quick. I'm going to play a clip from Trump here, and then let's talk about these tariffs.
To any company that objects to our common sense reciprocal tariffs, again, reciprocal back and forth. And I call this kind reciprocal. This is not full reciprocal. This is kind reciprocal. But what we do is we cut it in half. We charge them. My answer is very simple. If they complain, if you want your tariff rate to be zero, then you build your product right here in America, because there is no tariff if you build your plant, your product in America.
All right, looking past the global world order that's being realigned right now, the tariffs themselves, this is something that he campaigned on. This is something that we knew was coming. We just didn't know exactly what it would look like. But there is some 3D chess going on here, of course, with not just the nations of the world, but with our own economy, trying to get it to where we can refinance a bunch of debt that we have, $36 trillion, of course, but it's like a third of that, maybe a fourth of that, is coming due this summer. And so we are rattling, Trump is here, I think, 3D chess-wise, rattling the market so that we can get better rates. That they say if the rates of refinance would come down by even a point by this summer when that $7 to $8 trillion comes due, that over the span of that loan, we would save $500 billion, half a trillion dollars for just one percentage point, let alone if it comes down more. So there's some chess happening here, but it's all working together. It's not just one thing. The tariffs, though, I will say Trump is going to have to figure out the message on the tariffs, because right now he's giving two messages. And this is critical. I'm not saying that this is like, oh, what an amazing thing he's doing. He's actually taking two tracks, and both of them can't simultaneously exist. So here's my criticism of the tariff thing, while I'm also praising the sort of blowing up of the world order. On one hand, he's saying that he wants to move jobs back here. And that's the purpose of the tariffs. Basically, you put up an economic wall around the nation and you say businesses need to move here if they want to do business here. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to move a lot of money back into the country. That's what tariffs, that's actually their main purpose. But then simultaneously, he's saying, well, I'm just doing this reciprocal. It's just reciprocity with nations who are treating us unfairly. And if they treat us fairly, we will treat them fairly. The problem is you can't have both of those. Because if a nation, and this has already happened, like Israel, for instance, or Canada, or India, and I think a couple others, have said, okay, look, we will, and it varies by the nation, but let's say one nation like Canada or like Israel comes along and says, okay, we will drop all of our tariffs to you, then what is the reciprocity there? Because then we would have to drop all of our tariffs to them. But we're not going to do that because he's trying to get businesses to move here. So it can't be both. You can't have, we're just doing
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reciprocal tariffs, because the minute they drop them, then you would have to drop yours. But he's not going to do that. So he's using the reciprocity as kind of a cover to really enact tariffs like we've never seen before, at least in this century. What happens economically? Well, of course, that's the big question. That's the markets are being rattled and the talking points are going out from both sides. The trouble is, if you're in the Trump administration, you're going to defend this. Great. If you're not, if you've been critical of Donald Trump for the last 8 years and now you're critical of this, I'm also not really listening to you because you're going to criticize this no matter what. I mean, Trump said it in his State of the Union, if I cured cancer, you'd be against curing cancer. No matter what I do, you're going to be against me. So it's hard to find really independent voices on the tariff situation, which is why I listen to certain economists. I listen to Rand Paul, some of these people who are very much okay with the majority of what Trump's doing, even economically, but they don't like this. I find that to be a very, very interesting debate.
This is one of the most important days, in my opinion, in American history. It's our declaration of economic independence For years, hardworking American citizens were forced to sit on the sidelines as other nations got rich and powerful, much of it at our expense. But now it's our turn to prosper, and in so doing, use trillions and trillions of dollars to reduce our taxes and pay down our national debt, and it'll all happen very quickly. With today's action, we are finally going to be able to make America great again, greater than ever before.
It's not too often that politicians are willing to do things that are this dramatic. Leaders in general, either they're nuts and they just go all in on everything and they're insane. Usually this is dictators. But of Western nations, of democratic nations, usually you have people who play it safe. Because when you play it safe, there's not as much to criticize. But I'll ask you this question. When has Trump been completely wrong on a policy so far? He's been president for over 4 years. We have a track record. We have a track record of him taking pot shots at other administrations. If I were in office, I would have done it this way. You did it this way, I would have done it this way. So we even have record of him stating what he would have done if he were in office. I ask you, on the whole, what has he been wrong about? The only thing, really, that I can find that he's just been wrong about was allowing there to be any sort of shutdown with COVID. Now, don't get me wrong. It was Democrats that pushed the big shutdowns, that wouldn't reopen schools, that didn't want to reopen businesses. And you see the economic impact of that even now. The bluest areas of even red states, I'm standing in one of them right now, suffered the most economically. So it was not just Trump. But I do think that was his worst mistake, was even allowing there to be a shutdown and then spending a couple trillion dollars on economic revitalization in 2020. That, to me, was his biggest mistake. But the problem is that it wasn't that the opposition was saying, oh, we shouldn't have done that. They were saying that we should have done more of that and did more of that. So that's a weird criticism, but it's the only one I can come up with. And when we're in the midst of this time, when you should be able to, somebody who's willing to make big, bold claims, statements, and policy decisions, and has been president for over 4 years now, and has made himself very publicly known on basically every issue, you should be able to find where he was way off a lot because his actions are so big. But I can't really find where he has been that far off. And that is why when he makes a big decision like this, when he rattles the cage of the entire world, I'm on board. Coming up next on Wiggins America, let's talk about the results of the elections on Tuesday. I gave predictions. I'm going to play back those predictions. We'll see how I did. We'll talk about what to do going forward.
Letter B. Now letter U. Now add two T's. Wiggins America.
Listen to Wiggins America because you like my predictions and you like my polling and all of the numbers. I really don't know. I don't know if that's just something I'm really interested in and people tune into the show and then they hear that stuff just as a sidebar, or if people actually tune in because they like me talking about that stuff. But I'll just reiterate that last week, going into the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, I didn't make predictions about the Florida ones because I thought they were so in the bag for Republicans that it wasn't worth a prediction. And they were. So, I guess I chose those right. But I don't like picking elections that are obvious. You know, you could run up your totals if you're an election predictor by just picking a bunch of easy ones and then saying, oh, well, I get 95% right. Well, it's because you pick 95% easy races. I actually only predict on the difficult ones. So I don't pick those because I thought they were too easy. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, though, I thought was difficult because we're talking about a swing state. You're talking about an off-year election, and you're talking about a lot of national attention on that race. So let me give you my track record that I started I started this show in 2021, and I would kind of make halfway predictions on elections. But I realized in 2023 that I needed to start going on record and picking them ahead of time, airing it, and then coming back and playing the prediction after the election to really see how I was doing and whether you could trust my predictions. So I will tell you that since 2023, which was a bunch of special elections, I think it was five or six special elections in 23, and then, of course, 2024, last year, November, I picked all the swing states, and I picked the number of Senate seats and the House, and I got all of them right. I picked a bunch of abortion initiatives back in the year before that, Ohio and stuff. And so thus far in 2 years, 23, 24, I'm 100%, and these are just difficult elections. I don't know anybody who's actually gotten it that right. So I am tooting my own horn there. But going into the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, here is my prediction from last week.
Wow, Wiggins America.
So as we go into this election, I'm going to tell you right now, Republicans are not going to win that election. At least they shouldn't. The only way that Republicans could still win this Wisconsin Supreme Court seat is if the ground game of Republicans has gotten so much better, mainly due to Turning Point Action, TPUSA, that's Charlie Kirk's, maybe a little bit of Scott Pressler in there. But if the ground game and the turnout game have gotten that much better that they actually can turn out ahead of the race, you know, Election Day being Tuesday, then it's possible. But the numbers that I'm looking at, probably not.
Wow, Wiggins America.
I know a lot of people got really jazzed that Elon Musk was pumping so much attention and energy into that race, but you got to look at the numbers. And I could read I could see what the numbers were, and I just thought, it's just not going to be possible. I thought, best case scenario, he could essentially tie it. But what I did say last week also is that the more important thing was how this was a gauge on the national conversation. Had things changed? And in 2023, there was another Wisconsin Supreme Court election in which the Democrat won by 10 points. And I said last week, it's not going to be whether the Republican wins or not, because the Republican is not going to win that race. Brad Schimmel, hey, valiant effort. I thought they all did a pretty good job in as far as you could go. But he wasn't going to win the race, and he didn't. But would he win, or would he lose by less than 10 points? That was the gauge. The answer is no. It was actually the exact same. So I'm less than encouraged by that. I knew he was going to lose, but I was hoping that he would lose by maybe like 5 points or 2 points, and then you'd say, oh, actually, the Republican ground game got a lot better. Essentially, it was flat. Nothing changed. So I'm not encouraged by that. That's the worst thing that happened in that race. It's not that the race was lost. It's that the Republican ground game.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which was on display in that race, just didn't do much, which leads to a larger conversation about where the parties are now. Here's what's happened with the Republican and Democrat Party. It used to be 10 years ago, maybe even a little bit before, that Republicans did really well in off-cycle elections and Democrats did terribly. That is completely switched now. And you know the reason for that? It's because the blue collar, the working, the average Joe vote has switched from being Democrat to Republican. The average Joe vote never shows up unless it's a big election. So that is really indicative of where we are as a country and as parties, that vote has switched to now. You know, it used to be the Republicans were the monopoly guy in the top hat, and they were the business leaders, and they were really engaged in politics. Now, the monopoly guy, the elitist thing, that's Democrat now. This is your institutional leaders, your educators, your university people, your progressives, your activists. They're Democrats, and they are very engaged. And so in close elections, not all of them, like the Florida ones were a gimme. Republicans still got those, and they expanded their House control now. That's a win for the week. Republicans also somehow, this must not be a Republican thing, because somehow they passed a ballot initiative in Wisconsin, same state, that requires voter ID now. That's a huge win, because no matter what the judge says, now that she can't take that away. But here's the thing. The parties, they've completely changed from being working man was a Democrat to now working man is a Republican. That's just what's happened. And to see that there still was some wins happening in special elections, that's, I guess, the only thing that you could say was good out of Wisconsin, is that they still passed a ballot initiative to say voter ID is now the law of the land in Wisconsin, and you can't take that away. But Republicans going forward have got to figure out how to change the ground game. They've got to turn out their voters for off-year elections. Because what's going to happen when Donald Trump isn't on the ballot? Will Republicans turn out in swing districts for the House? I don't know. It's a bigger election, but it's not a big election. It's marquee in that it happens every 2 years and it affects the whole country. So it's not a local election. It's a nationwide election. But it's not a Donald Trump election. So that does not bode well for the midterms, even though the map suggests Republicans should be fine for the Senate in 2026. But we'll get to that later. I just wanted to play back that election prediction because, elections only happen once, twice a year. And I hope that you can trust going forward that I'm going to give you the information, the data as it is, instead of just the spin. Big thank you to the person who sent in the answer to my question from last week. I'm sorry I don't know your name, but I always say if you want to contact the show, at Radio Wiggins on Twitter, you can find me on Facebook. This person was responding, though, to the question, do you remember the kids' radio station from back in the early 90s in St. Louis? And she said, yes, it's called Imagination Station. Ben, do you remember this?
Yes, I do. That was quite the fun thing to listen to back in the day in the car with parents.
Yes, we were kids, and I think it lasted like 2 years, that radio station. But it was great. It was called Imagination Station. And so if you want to contact the show, Facebook, Twitter, but that person contacted the Annie Fry Show through email. It eventually gets to me. So if you just need to email, I guess you can contact the Annie Fry Show. It just isn't instant like we'd like. But Ben, you are here to promote a show that you guys are doing. Now, let me set up that Ben Hunter is a longtime friend of mine. We went to college. We were in Baptist Student Ministries together for a little while. And you are now, I didn't even know you did this now, you do improv.
Yeah, actually I was a theater major at SIU.
Yeah.
And I've been doing all types of theater, musicals, whatever, but improv's really been my main passion, and sketch comedy. I've been involved in lots of groups around the city for several years.
Okay, so is there a thriving comedy scene in St. Louis, or is it like underground? Like, you gotta...
No, there's a couple different venues. There's a Comedy Sports, which I think they're now in Webster Groves, and then there's a group in Westport Plaza now, as well as the Improv Shop down by IKEA.
So tell me this before we get to your actual show, because I'm very interested in this. Does the comedy world like separate itself out? Like, are you a stand-up, or are you an improv, or can you be both? Or do they separate out and be like, no, we don't touch each other?
No, I think there's a lot of cross-pollination. I know some people think of, they do stand-up because they like to work more solo, but people who do improv work more like to work as a team and collaboratively.
Yeah.
So it depends on your personality, which you might trend towards and what you're good at.
So your event that you have coming up tonight, if you're listening Saturday morning, because, you know, if you're listening on Sunday night, it will have happened. So, but Saturday morning, if you're listening right now, then this show is tonight. You can see it. It's in Edwardsville. It's called A Night of Storytelling and Improv with Scouts and Troops. And you've got two shows. This is interesting because the 6:30 is the all-ages show.
Correct.
And this is at the American Legion in Edwardsville.
Correct.
But then you have, like, is it more of an adult show at 8:30?
Yeah, a little more geared towards adults and maybe more a little loose with everything there.
So at 6:30, you're doing... You have scouts that you bring up on stage, and you do improv like around their stories?
Correct. They'll be telling us about their experiences in scouts, maybe going on trips or going to camp and selling cookies. A lot of fun stuff happens when you do that. So we'll hear about their experiences. And these scouts are in high school, so they've been doing it for a long time. Tell us a few stories about that, and then me and my friends will do improv scenes based on that.
Okay.
Like, if they say some weird event happened at camp, then we'll kind of take that and do like the weird version of whatever that might
be. So you don't know what they're going to say. No. They're just going to tell, this is a scout that steps up.
Yeah.
They start telling a story, uh-huh. and then you guys grab something. You go, okay, scene. And
correct.
You just start acting out a scene and making it up.
Yes, correct.
And then so at 8:30, you're doing the same thing, but you're doing it with veterans.
Yes, we have a veteran from American Legion Post 199 in Edwardsville. He volunteered to come up and tell us some stories from his time in the service, and we'll do the same thing with him.
So what is the I've been to Second City in Chicago, and those guys were amazing. I mean, to the point that I was like, okay, you're not using like canned material.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find in the improv world that there are people who are, yes, it's quote unquote improv, but they're really just going back to a bit that they've done in the past?
Yeah, I mean, that's something
you can do, right?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
But I find it's best and more fresh when you see something new and off the top of your head. Like, I heard a quote by a guy named, whose name I just forgot, Big Guru out of Chicago, and he said, Doug Close was his name. He said, watching good improv is like watching the airplane being made while they're flying it. So you're seeing something happen as it's being created. It's something evolved as it's being created.
Yeah.
And so it seems things at the same time, and it melds together in a good unification of just scenes and emotions, characters, because everyone can go out there and be funny and tell a good pun. I appreciate that as a dad.
Yeah.
But it's really good to form good characters the audience will get invested in, and then they'll want to go on the journey with those characters that you've created.
This event, Saturday night, tonight, is it something you've done before, or is this like a totally new concept? Because it sounds very different from normal improv.
Yeah, well, I've created my own group called Beautiful Things Improv, and I like to take people's stories that we are performing for and say it back to them in a unique and creative way. I've done this before for Boy Scouts, for a City of Edwardsville Park and Rec Department, a fundraiser for a local high school band. And each show is different because we take those people's stories and then the whole show is based around them. The style we're doing is called an Armando style. It's a classic, what's known as long form improv. You've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
That's short form games and that kind of thing. We'll do that too. But also, the beginning is a long form thing called an Armando where we take people's stories, they speak, and we play off that.
People don't believe me when I say that we do improv in radio because we do 3 hours a day.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
I see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same thing, but it is very much improv because you have source material, which for us is mostly news.
Yeah.
But then we just basically spin out. Like, we don't know exactly where we're going.
Yeah.
If we have a lot of clips, you might be able to kind of plan a segment.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I mean, you just sort of drop something in the water,
mm-hmm.
and you just go on it, which is very much the same as improv.
I would agree. Yeah, it's pretty much the same kind of concept.
So you guys, one more time, just tell people about the show tonight. You know, what does it benefit? Why are you guys doing it?
Yeah, so it's for the Girl Scout Troop 819 in Edwardsville, for them to plan their events and trips and other mission stuff they want to do through their group. And like I said, the first show will be based on their stories from camp and selling cookies and whatever. The second show at 8:30 is based on the veterans' experiences. And it's all just to have a good time and benefit them. And Scouts of all ages, welcome to come out to the first show. Brownies up to seniors or whatever, and anybody involved in the military or family in the military, friends, whoever's come out to the 8:30 show and check that one out.
Yeah, great stuff. I had a friend that used to have a bumper sticker on his car that said, "See live music." And I feel the same way about comedy.
Yeah.
Go see live comedy. If you don't have anything going on tonight, Saturday night, go to the American Legion in Edwardsville for either one of these shows, 6:30, 8:30. I promise you will have fun. You will probably get a couple drinks in you and realize that you need to do this kind of stuff more often.
Yeah, and if anybody else wants to have their own event that we can come do for you and your group, please follow me on Facebook at Beautiful Things Improv. Also on TikTok under the same name.
Fantastic. That's how you follow Ben, and that's how you can see Ben this weekend, American Legion in Edwardsville, 6:30, 8:30 tonight. If this is Saturday night, if you listen on Sunday night, it's over. But just a warning to you. So go see the shows. And also, again, as we started the segment, if you want to contact me, if you heard this and you're like, oh, wait, what was that again? At Radio Wiggins on Twitter, I'll let you know. Or you can find me on Facebook. If you email the Annie Fry Show, yes, I will eventually get it. But it just takes a couple days because that's not my email address. Thanks for being here, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck with the show. And we will be right back, Wiggins America.
まあ、はって笑おう最大級の魔法唱えていこうまあ、はって笑おう最上級の歌を僕たちで歌おう
See, one of the things they don't tell you when you get into talk radio is that it's actually the place where you get to pick your music. See, everywhere else, all the music stations, they all have a program and an algorithm and focus groups, and they know exactly what's hitting really hot, you know, at the moment. And then even on oldie stations, it's all based on repeatability and how often you're likely to come back and all this stuff. So it's very, very calculated on music radio. But on talk, it's full freeform. This is the bastion of free speech here. And so we get to do things like play our own bump music, and I get to do stuff like play that song, which is from a friend of mine's brother's oldest son, Tadayuki, who's in music college in Japan. And I just liked the song. They were sending me some stuff, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like that. It's really catchy. Especially, it's not even like a major label song in Japan. That's just one that is coming out of college. So congratulations to Tadayuki and all of the musicians with you on that song for making a pretty good, catchy little ditty there. I love Japan. You know, Fred Bottomer from the Mark Reardon Show just got back from Japan. I would like to think that I influenced that a little bit. I don't know that I did, but I like to think that I did because I went to Japan for the first time last year and to visit these very people who, not the person who made the song, but relatives, you know, down the line. And man, it's just it's a wonderful, very polite, very nice country, and it's safe. You know, there's a lot to like about Japan, and I plan on going back next year. Here's the problem, though. I don't speak the language at all, and I don't even read it. So I can't even tell you, based on the YouTube, you know, who is the actual singer of that song. I couldn't tell you what train I was on when I was in Japan because I can't read anything. So that's the hard part about traveling there. But I wanted to get to, before the end of the show here, I wanted to get to a clip from Josh Hawley that I was really proud of when I saw. Now, I'm not from Missouri, but I'm an adopted son of Missouri. Obviously, I'm standing in Missouri while I'm saying this, so I work in St. Louis. We talk a lot of Missouri politics, even though I'm in Illinois, and we, you know, we've talked a little bit about Illinois elections and stuff this week, too, and Illinois is such a weird place. It's true that more people voted for Donald Trump in the last election than voted for J.B. Pritzker in the election before that. Isn't that crazy? In Illinois. So I don't know if something's brewing there or if it just was a high watermark and versus a low watermark or something like that. But I am from Illinois, and so I hope the best for Illinois, and I'm working to make it the best place it can be. Southern Illinois is actually a great place. It's Cook County. There's one problem with Illinois, and it's Cook County. And they've just wasted so much money and made such bad policies, and everybody knows that, and they keep voting for it. I'm not sure why. But Missouri is where I feel like, you know, politically I'm a little more at home in Missouri. And so you have a senator, Josh Hawley, who is your senior senator at this point. Eric Schmidt is your junior senator. And they do a good job. I really like the stuff that Josh Hawley, it's like he decides to go in on something. And there are clips that I've passed up playing on the show from Josh Hawley where he goes in on credit card companies. I almost want to play that now, but I think we're not going to have time. He picks really good issues that aren't just the typical ones. And he's like, we're going to talk about this now. And I really appreciate that about him. Eric Schmidt has his head on super straight, too. Like, he knows exactly what's going on, and he can read the times and knows where we are and is like, look, this stuff's important. Like, the big stuff we talk about on the show a lot, he's right there. So both those guys really good. But Josh Hawley spoke, I think it was last weekend, and I wanted to share a clip from his speech.
What about the idol of self? This is maybe the most prevalent idol of our popular culture. The idol that says, live for yourself, put yourself first, self-care, self-gratification, organize your life around you, 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 you. And young men, can I just say a word to you? Would you mind? Can I just say to you that there is a particular version of this idol that is directed specifically to you? It's the idol, it's the version of this idol that says, to be a real man, true manhood consists in doing whatever you want, whenever you want, to whomever you want, no matter the cost. I know you've heard it. It's louder and louder and louder in our culture. And can I just say to you here today, that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is not manhood after the pattern of the manhood of Jesus. And I don't care who says it. I don't care if it's Andrew Tate. I don't care if it's some WWE figure. I don't care who says it. It is a lie. The truth is, Jesus Christ was the strongest man who ever lived, and he led a life of sacrifice. This is a false idol, and you know it is because there's no cost to it. True manhood has cost. It costs you something. True manhood is the denial of self. It is a war on sin. It is sacrifice for other people. That's what it means to be a man after the pattern of Jesus Christ. And can I just tell you, men, there is nothing worth pursuing more than that. Tear down the idol of self in your life and look instead to the example of Jesus Christ.
Now, that is from a Christian conference, and I just think it's neat that a U.S. senator would be bold enough, and maybe it's the season that we're in. I think he's always been that bold, though, to be able to stand up and just say, this is what actually matters. And I just really appreciate that. I want to see that from more leaders, to say that Christ is king, and I'm not ashamed to say it. That's what America needs. I mean, that's what everybody needs, not just America. But that's why we've been great, is that we know which direction is up and which direction is down. And we've lost that in a lot of ways. And so he's really speaking to the heart of the issues of the country, which ultimately comes down to the heart of the issue of the person. I mean, on an individual level, that's what matters. And that ultimately is how nations are shaped, by the opinions of the people who make them up. So I just wanted to play that because I was really happy to hear that from Josh Hawley. And we're going to take you out with more of the same of my friend, relative, you know, down the line from Japan. Enjoy a little bit more of this catchy little song, and we will see you next week.
こうぜ恋が枯れるまで Oh
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.